Welcome to the Friday night concert. There's a lot of things one could say at this point after such a week, and one of them is that a Plymouth Caravan from Virginia, license number XRK847, you have your lights on. This is no joke. I know it sounds like a joke, but it's no joke. Well, we're glad you all stayed around, those of you that did. And while I'm introducing the next group, they can be filing on stage because there are so many of them, it's going to take a while, and you know who you are. We've been conducting a shape note singing class every evening after supper over in the beautiful chapel, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had classes here before when I was here, and this is probably the largest and most enthusiastic group that we've had. You can see how large. They're going to outnumber you in a minute here. It's been really great. For people that don't know what shape note singing is, it's one chord will probably be worth 1,000 words, but it's about a 200-year-old tradition, originally from New England and now primarily done secularly in the South, not in church, but it's hymn music and so forth. And I'm told that this group decided that their name is the Seneca Trail Irregular Shape Note Singers Choir. Amalgamation or something. I think I'll go join them over here. We're going to sing two numbers. The first is a slow piece called Idumea, or Idumi, and the second one is called New Jerusalem.
Oh!
Next time, join the class. Come sing with us. Great way to work off dinner. Let's see, announcements? There's not too many. There's music later at the Ice House, for those of you from outside the school here, from outside the camp. And that happens directly after the concert, so. And there's childcare available downstairs in the lounge. And I won't give that as a strong hint yet, because I don't think it's anybody here that needs it. But anyway, know it's available. We have a whole bunch of musicians to parade onto stage here to do their thing. And this first fiddler of the evening has been my student for a few years, popping up in different places and so forth. And he's quickly overtaken the general perception of where a student should be to a teacher, to me. And so I gave him the awesome responsibility of being my assistant teaching the advanced fiddle class this week. And he did a fine job at it, too. So please welcome from Greenville, South Carolina, Mr. Bo Bradham.
Still awake, just barely, just enough to play. I've got two tunes for y'all tonight. The first one I learned from a man I've been playing music with lately, and he lives in Clyde, North Carolina. He's a great, great fiddle player. His name is Max Snodderly. He gave me this tune. He learned it from his uncle. He calls it Gray Eagle. And then the second tune will be the Irish American Hornpipe. It just seemed like a tune that ought to be played this week. And somebody had to do it. So anyway, this has been a great week for me. It's always fun working with Pete. And I want to send these tunes as thanks to the person who made my week even more fun by bringing a pillow to the chapel for me to sit on this week. And it made my week more pleasant. Thanks a lot, whoever you are.
TFC?
great. Bo Bradham, I'm sure you'll see him again back here. He's addicted, just like a bunch of us are. This is a big setup time, right? I'm supposed to tell a joke or something, right? Let's see. No, that's too short. Oh, there was this lady on a train. I don't know where she was going, but it was a night train, and the passengers were just trying to get some sleep. That's why I'm thinking of this joke. Everybody was just dog tired. And I just keep hearing from this back seat, "Boy, am I toasty. Boy, am I toasty. Boy, am I toasty." And everybody's going, "Oh my God." So they get to the next stop, and everybody rushes off the train and down to the 7-Eleven or someplace and comes back with armloads of California coolers and everything. And they start off down the track again, and about 5 minutes later they hear, "Boy, was I toasty." That's kind of been our punchline for the week. And we're getting ready to bring on a fellow who's teaching guitar construction and mandolin construction here for, I think, all 5 weeks of Augusta. What a trooper. And he has a band with him, too. And I'm going to let him introduce everybody and tell about what they're going to do. But this fellow often goes totally unnoticed among the musical portion of what goes on here. And he's a phenomenal guitar player, as well as a phenomenal guitar builder. In fact, he's a champion guitar picker, and has a very unique style. So we're going to bring on Mr. Wayne Henderson and company.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce my company here. This is Laura Light. She's always coming out here prettying up the stage and adjusting the microphones for everybody. And so tonight she's going to get to sing a little bit. And, this is my assistant I brought from down home who works in my shop, who's helping me with the mandolin construction part, Mr. Gerald Anderson. And this fella back here on the bass fiddle is Lenny Perry from right here in West Virginia. And I'm going to be playing he is one of my star students, and I'm going to be playing his guitar tonight. It's had strings on it about 3 or 4 hours or something like that, so it's brand new. I had a real good crop of students this year. They put out 6 really nice guitars, and I see one of them down here on the front row. Thank goodness he's from Tennessee, the only one that thinks I don't talk, Fanny. So we're going to do you a couple of tunes, do our best to, and Gerald's going to sing, and Laura's going to sing, and we're going to try to pick one called the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues.
In my pride, I left my home in Caroline. Now all I do is sit and pine for all the folks I've left behind. I've got them Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I'll stand right here and say my grip is packed to travel, soon be scratching gravel for that Blue Ridge far away. Well, I see 2 heads of snowy white, and in the window there's a light. It seems I can hear them both recite, "Oh, where is our wandering boy tonight?" I've got them Blue Ridge Mountain blues, I'll stand right here and say, my grip is packed to travel, soon be scratching gravel for that Blue Ridge far away. I'm gonna do right by my walk, and I'm gonna do right by my talk. I'm gonna hang round the cabin door with no work or worries anymore. I've got them Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I'll stand right here and say, my grip is back to travel, soon be scratching gravel for that Blue Ridge far away.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Y'all are a great audience, like always, to pick for. And we're going to try to do you an instrumental number now, one nobody's ever heard tell of. But it's written by a fella from back in the 40s from down at Nashville who's played for some famous Grand Ole Opry star. I can't remember who, but his name was Speedy West. And he was a steel guitar player. And he wrote this song, called it Speedin' West. So we're going to try to do it. Appreciate getting to pick for you and everything, and always thanks to Flawn for doing such a great job with the sound. Everybody ready? Thank you.
Call a fire department. I mean, jeez, it's pretty bad up here. Well, next person we have out is a woman who's been teaching a hammer dulcimer accompaniment course. I think it's called Songs with Dulcimers or something like that. Probably some of her students are here. There's a great tradition of hammer dulcimers around Augusta. I think somewhere in the walls are embedded all the notes that ever were thought of by all the dulcimer players that ever played the instrument. This seems to be like the mecca of hammer dulcimers to me. I don't even play one, but I get that feeling. And this woman is a very special player and with a beautiful voice, real unique approach to the instrument. And I think we're about ready to have her on if I talk real slow. I wish she had more names. She only has two names, like most of us. Would you please welcome Maddie McNeil?
I'll wait till he gets back. There he is, yes. Hi. This song is a very, very special favorite of mine. In fact, I've sung it with some Augusta friends here and there, but tonight I'll sing it by myself. It was written by Bill Staines, who's a songwriter from New Hampshire, and it's called River. I was born in the path of the winter wind and was raised where the mountains are all. The springtime waters came dancing down. I remember the tales they told. The whistling ways of my younger days too quickly have faded on by, but all of the memories linger still, like the light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine, sing me your song, ever move. It's you and me, river, run down to the sea. I've been to the city and back again. I've been touched by some things that I've learned. Met a lot of good people and have called them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turn. I've heard all the songs that the children sing, and I've listened to love's melodies. I felt my own music within me rise, like the wind in the autumn trees. My rolling river will round the bend and flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow that's followed me here. Here's to the friends that I know. Here's to the song that's within me now. I will sing it wherever I go. River, take me along in your sunshine. It's you and me, river, run down to the sea. Let's you and me, river, run down to the sea. Thank you very much. I didn't mean it when I said I was singing it all by myself. I got into the first verse and I thought, wait a minute, you should sing with me. And so if you like, we'll go back and do the song all over again so you can sing the chorus with me. Or we'll wait till another time. Since we've got our minds on water, river, and so forth, let's move to another body of water. And not only that, I want to sing a song with a very, very special friend of mine with whom I love singing. It's Karen Billings from Bloomington, Indiana. We don't get to do this quite often enough.
Just here, I think, so far, in your house.
That's right, yes, in my house. Mm-hmm. It's based on the ballad called Whaley Whaley, and it's a pretty loved traditional English song, The Water is Wide.
My love.
Imagine trying to follow that with old-time music. But that's what we're going to do after we change the mics. Old-time music, to me, is the essence of it, I guess. It's summed up in a story. A friend of mine told me he was down in the Piedmont area of North Carolina collecting fiddle tunes and banjo tunes and so forth, and he was talking to an old fellow after dinner, sitting around playing some tunes. The tape recorder going and so forth, and he was trying to figure out where this guy had learned his music, you know, be a good folklorist. And he said, "Did your daddy play the fiddle? I mean, was he an old-time fiddler?" And the fellow said, "Hell, son, could he play? Why, he could just make that thing puke." It was the highest compliment he could think of paying. So it's in that spirit that we'll play this next number. I'd like to bring on a couple of the students from the advanced fiddle class this year, and to show you how good they learned how to play the fiddle in the class, we're going to have them both play banjo. One is going to play, one's going to play clawhammer and the other bluegrass, and that's a certain fetish I've had in, of sounds in my mind, and I never hardly ever get to do it. So we've got these two guys together, and I'm going to bring them on here and try something. Chuck Levy from Columbus, Ohio, and Tim Higgins from Tampa, Florida. Old Joe Clark.
Yeah.
hat here. I'm going to bring Karen back out, and we're going to keep Tim and do a few songs. Karen?
Yoo-hoo.
There's a wild party going on backstage. You just wouldn't believe it. We're going to do a couple of songs that I made myself here. And the first one is one that I wrote several years back, trying to capture somebody else's life in a song. It's very easy as a songwriter to write about yourself. It can be done really well, and it can be done far too often as well. And so to move on to other lives, other situations, and so forth is a big step. It's a hard step to take, and this was one of my first efforts, but it seems to have worked out pretty well. In fact, I've had a lot of good feedback, and I've heard some other good singing of this song, too. That's always gratifying. I'm going to let Karen sing it mostly. It's called Hard Old Memories. A 1, 2, a 1.
Faucet still drips in the kitchen. The curtains at the window still blow. Dust is still settling on the memories of a house that I left long ago. There's always a small one in diapers, always another on the way, and you had to learn to grab for that last handful before the supper was cleared all away. Lay me down like a leaf on the river. Let it bear me away from the past, and I'll lose all these hard old memories and be living my own life at last. Mama gets so tired of feeling tired. I watch her and my eyes will start to blur. Well, if she had a nickel for each time she cried, there'd be a nickel for everyone. I don't know what to say about Daddy. He hurt me so bad and called me names. I thought it all would change when I got bigger. I grew up, Lord, he just stayed the same. Lay me down like a leaf on the